All right, Alexander, let's talk about a recent Financial Times article which claims that the European Union has given Ukraine permission to purchase drone parts and components from China. The first tranche from the EU 90 billion loan, a loan which is interest-free and does not have to be paid back. I love those kind of loans. I can never get those kind of loans, but, but wow, what a great loan. Anyway, $6 billion of that is on its way to Kiev or has already arrived into the coffers of the Zelensky regime. And of that $6 billion, they will be able to purchase Chinese components and Chinese parts. You know, we actually called this 2-3 weeks ago. We're way ahead of the Financial Times. Absolutely. I mean, we're probably, this is not the first time that we've been 2-3 weeks ahead of the FT. Anyway, your thoughts.
Well, that's exactly right. We said so. We said it was about 2-3 weeks ago. We said that these drones that Ukraine is launching into Russia are Chinese. What actually happens is that the Chinese export drone components to various third countries. Malaysia is the most important. The Europeans and the Ukrainians buy these drone components in Malaysia. They're then shipped to Europe. They're then screwed together in Europe. They're then sent by train to Kiev. The Ukrainians, you know, tighten one of the screws or something of that kind, or put a bit of paint on it, claiming then that it's a Ukrainian drone. And they launched it. They launched it against Russia. So ultimately, these are Chinese drones. They use Chinese technology, the Chinese components. They do all of these things. Now, this is a fascinating article in the Financial Times, not because it's telling us something that you and I didn't know already, or something which viewers of this channel would not have already been alerted to, because as you rightly say, we called it 2-3 weeks ago. It is, why has this come out now? Now, that is an interesting topic, because this is, on its face, a completely extraordinary situation. So China is Russia's friend. It is its strategic partner. It is supplying drone parts to Ukraine, admittedly through intermediaries, which are attacking Russia. Now, I happen to know, because this is, you know, where I got all of this information from, that in practically every single meeting between the Russians and the Russians bring this up and they ask the Chinese, what exactly is this? Why are you doing this? What's all of this about? And the Chinese always come back and they say, look, you know, we've got this under control. We will end it eventually. The problems are with the industry. The industry insists that we have to export these drone parts, because if we don't, there's going to be a lot of people out of work and we have unemployment problems in China. And the Russians go away from every one of these meetings deeply frustrated and very angry. And apparently this has been brought up by Vladimir Putin with Xi Jinping himself. And nonetheless, he has apparently been getting the same answer. So there is the big question about the Chinese. There is a big question about the Europeans too, because, of course, they are sanctioning the Chinese. They are sanctioning the Chinese because the Chinese supposedly are exporting weapons technology, dual-use technology to the Russians. But as we see, the Europeans actually have been importing dual-use technology themselves from China. And I understand that some of these components, these Chinese drone components, come from factories which the European Union has itself sanctioned. So the European Union is undermining its own sanctions. And of course, Zelensky has always been heavily involved in all of this. You've been saying, well, since I think back, not 2022, 2021, before then, that this whole business with Ukraine is a drift. It's a massive laundering. The money that is being given to Zelensky simply is used to repackage all kinds of other people's money. This thing, this 6 billion euro tranche from the loan, if people think that this is the first sum of money that the EU have given Zelensky and the Ukrainians to buy drones, then I absolutely have a bridge to sell them. This has been going on for at least a year, probably longer. And as you rightly say, there's no doubt a big cut for the big guy.
I mean, they've given 200 billion or something. That's what they say. Yeah. 150 or 200 billion is what they say officially they've given to Zelensky. The United States has said, what, 300 billion or 350 billion officially. Yeah. Usually when they put out those numbers, whenever a government puts out numbers like that, you have to 2 or 3 exit and you probably get to the real amount. I mean, the amount of money that's been funneled to Ukraine is tremendous. But this story is so effed up. Just last week, Springer, what's his name? Axel Springer, Der Spiegel. They published an article where they claim that they got exclusive access, super secret access to a 200-page document, which shows the true alliance between China and Russia, the true evil alliance between China and Russia, where they're manufacturing weapons together, where China is funding Putin's war machine and all of these things. And this was for Der Spiegel, a huge exclusive. And now we have the Financial Times saying, Europe is buying drones from China.
Absolutely.
And those drones are being assembled in Europe. They put a Ukraine sticker and then Ukraine launches them into Russia to attack Russia. And to do a lot of damage to Russia and to kill Russian civilians and Russian people.
Absolutely.
And as you said, Putin is meeting with Xi and what the hell is going on here?
Well, indeed. Let's turn to the Chinese in a moment. But another thing to say is this. This drone story, one of the points about the drone story is that, of course, we've been told for months now that one of the great industrial successes of the Ukrainians and of the Europeans is in production of drones. So they're making lots and lots and lots of drones. And, this is, the first fruits of the great rearmament program that has been taking place in Europe, that maybe there might be problems making fighter jets, destroyers, artillery pieces, tanks, all of those things, air defense missiles. But don't worry, we can still produce huge numbers of drones. Well, we now see that they are not producing huge numbers of drones. They're importing them from China. In fact, that was what we also said in that article, in that program we did about 3 weeks ago. Even that part of the rearmament story, when analyzed properly, turns out to be untrue. Amongst the people who are making money out of all of this, it's not just the Ukrainians and the Europeans. It turns out it's also the Chinese. The Chinese are actually making lots of money out of this. I don't know how much of that 6 billion euros is actually going to go to China. Probably only half of it, let's say. But that's still 3 billion euros. And of course, that's on top of lots of other money that has been going to China as well. China has also been doing financially quite well out of Project Ukraine. Now, I want to stress, for the Chinese, this is small change. I don't think the Chinese are doing this ultimately for economic reasons. But I think we just need to bear that fact in mind. All of the stories, every part of the story that we've been hearing about European rearmament, about Ukrainian rearmament, all of that, as I said, is a fiction. Drones have been presented to us as the great shining example of the success of this arms build-up strategy. And it turns out, exactly as we said, that it's all based on Chinese components and Chinese manufacturing.
Yeah, all the contracts that are being signed now with Ukraine, Ursula signing an EU-Ukraine deal.
Yeah,
where they're going to jointly manufacture drones. She was just in Kiev, and what did Ursula say? The drones will be manufactured in Europe. They're not going to be manufactured in Ukraine, but it's an EU-Ukraine joint venture. Well, where are the drone parts and components going to come from? Into Europe. They're going to come from China. Into Europe. Just like you said, into Europe. Europe manufactures it. It goes to Ukraine. Ukraine slaps a sticker which says Flamingo or whatever it says on it. And that's that. I mean, Flamingo is the missile, but everyone knows what I mean. This was sold to Trump. Everyone ends up looking kind of ridiculous with all of, with this grift because what did they sell Trump? What was Trump sold on? Look at how amazing the drone manufacturing of Ukraine is. So wouldn't it be great if they got a license for Patriot missiles as well? I mean, Trump mocked it. You could tell that he was mocking the whole thing. Yeah, Patriot missiles to Ukraine, whatever. Okay, but you know, he said in a statement, you know, Ukraine's amazing. Look at all the drones that they're making. So yeah, they can get a license for Patriot missiles. I mean, the whole narrative of over the past 2-3 months has been that Ukraine is this amazing drone manufacturing powerhouse. Yeah. Well, China is an amazing drone manufacturing powerhouse. You know, Ukraine is good at receiving the drones from Europe.
Yeah.
Right? That's what they're good at.
Yeah.
The drones come in from Europe to Ukraine. Okay. Yes. The point to all of this, though, is China's doing really well out of all of this.
China is doing very well out of all
of
this.
What the hell is Putin doing?
Yes. Well, he's complaining to Xi Jinping. Well, the Russians, as I said, bring it up. But clearly the Chinese are not listening. And at the moment...
Is this about driving... Before I forget, because I'm going to forget this. Is there an element about these stories to drive a wedge between China and Russia?
Obviously.
I'm not saying the story is false.
No, well, the story is true.
But the story is true.
And there's no possibility that it is false.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, no, there is no doubt at all that it is partly intended to embarrass the Chinese and the Russians and to create problems between the two. There's no doubt at all. There is a strong element of that in this, and to create more tensions between the Chinese and the Russians. The Chinese and the Russians have just had, for example, a major joint naval exercise. So it is difficult. You know, it must be very difficult for Russian sailors whose ships are being attacked by these drones to say to themselves, well, we're conducting exercises with the same people who are producing the drones that are attacking our own warships. Now, Putin is in a difficult position with China because China is by far now Russia's biggest trading partner. It provides a lot of the technology. It provides the backstop ultimately so that if there is a major sanctions attack, the Russians can absorb the blow. If you're talking about Lindsey Graham's bone-crushing sanctions, which there's been some talk that they've been revived, but the latest word is that Trump is now having second thoughts about them and is now probably not going to move forward with them. But in the event that that ever does happen, it is important for Putin that China continues to buy Russian oil. And they've said that they will. So Putin can complain, but there's little more realistically that he can do. The big and more interesting question is, why are the Chinese doing this? I mean, you know, given China's scale as a manufacturing, exporting, economic superpower, the amount of money it's making by selling drones to Europe, which Europe then gives to Ukraine, which then Ukraine launches against Russia, the amount of money is minimal. Now, why therefore is China doing this and doing this against its own ally? Now, I have to say there is a possible financial interest, and it's a financial interest. I don't want to use the word corruption, but you know, it sort of takes us slightly to that, in that direction, in that some people in China, individuals, drone companies, are doing very well out of this. And no doubt they have influence with Chinese regional governments, and they have influence in Beijing, and they're able to speak up for their industries in Beijing and in any political system. The Standing Committee of the Politburo is no different. It has to pay some heed to what these people from the regions are saying. So that's one explanation. And I think there might be another one, and that is that China itself is now involved in a major rearmament drive. There's been lots of reports about this, that the Chinese military is expanding very fast, and they are expanding very rapidly in drone technology itself. So could it be, and you know, this is just speculation, and it's pure speculation on my part, that the Chinese are doing this because they don't want Europe and the United States to develop their own drone industry, and they are undercutting it by simply drone parts. It's the kind of thing I know the Chinese do.
That is cold.
I mean, I've read recently, for example, that one of the difficulties in the West about developing alternatives to China's rare earth industries is that there's a fear that the moment that happens, the Chinese will simply swamp the market with particular types of rare earths, forcing any producers of rare earths to go out of business. There is an article about that in the Financial Times. So could it be that there is something like that there? But the big questions, the real questions about this should be asked. I mean, you can understand the Russians, you can understand the Ukrainians, you can understand the Europeans. The big questions, the unanswered questions, should be addressed to Beijing.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the need to try and hold on to this monopoly at all costs. But, you know, eventually all monopolies run their course.
Absolutely.
Right? And is it worth destroying a relationship that you've spent so many years building up, so many decades building up with the Russians? And that comes to my final two questions to you. You make it sound, and I know you're going to add more context to this, but it's as if China has all the leverage over Russia. And there was a Wall Street Journal article which I believe even labeled Russia as the junior partner or something like that. Doesn't Russia have leverage over China when Putin meets with Xi? Can he not tell Xi, yes, we need you for X, Y, and Z and all of these things, but you also need us because of 1, 2, 3?
He has enormous leverage.
And my final question is a very simple one. You know, it's our job to try and report the truth of the facts. But why would the Financial Times report this? Why would they blow up, sabotage the whole drone Ukraine narrative? Why would they do that?
It's a fascinating. Let's discuss first Russian leverage over China. It is enormous. I mean, China is facing a potential energy blockade, ultimately, from the United States. I mean, the United States has just reimposed a sea blockade on Iran, for example. It's trying to stop exports of oil to China. It's it's overthrown the government, the leadership of Venezuela. It's trying to do the same thing there. The United States has openly discussed blockades, sea blockades of China. China needs a reliable supplier of oil and energy. Russia is that reliable supplier of oil and energy. China needs, above all, security on its northern border. If Russia were to ever become hostile to China, it would be an absolute catastrophe for China. Those are the big strategic things. But there are lots of other areas where the Russians do have leverage. They have leverage in all kinds of technologies. The Russians are ahead of the Chinese, as is well known. in many materials technologies. They're ahead of the Chinese in gas turbine technology, in certain types of gas turbine technology, specifically where it applies to aircraft engines. The Russians are heavily involved, as I happen to know, in China's rocket industries. I mean, the Chinese have developed a reusable rocket system. And again, as I happen to know, the Russians have played a role in that too. So the Russians have enormous leverage over China. It is not as lopsided a relationship as many people in the West imagine. Up to now, the Russians have acted with great restraint when it comes to the relationship with China. And the relationship with China, as I saw for myself when I was in Russia, is actually quite popular with many people in Russia. But again, I think it would be extreme folly for the Chinese to take all this for granted. There have been obviously tensions between China and Russia in the past. And I think that simply refusing to work with the Russians on this issue is probably extremely unwise. And I think that there will be heavy pressure on Putin from the Russian military to get the Chinese to take action about it. Now, China, by the way, says that they do not supply the drone parts directly to Ukraine, that they supply the drone parts to third countries, to Malaysia, and they can't control what the Malaysians are doing. The Russians know otherwise. We've now had another report in the Financial Times, very, very interesting report about what China is doing with rare earths, that it has imposed an extremely tough licensing system, that countries, that companies in the West that want to buy rare earths from China have to comply with rigorous Chinese checks and questionnaires, and that the Chinese are insisting that rare earths that they supply must only be used for civilian purposes. And they now have very careful tracking systems to know where the rare earths are going. It's a very interesting article because it shows, and this is an entirely different story, which we could talk about in another program, that China is indeed quietly choking the US military industrial complex of access to rare earths. That is actually underway. But coming back to the drone issue, if China can impose licensing and those kind of export controls on rare earths,
exactly,
it can certainly do that with drones. It's much simpler, much easier to do. It would not be difficult. So the Russians undoubtedly are going to be saying all of this. I suspect that at some point, at some level of high politics, the Russians will bring this up. Now, I'm going to even guess when it is going to happen. There is talk now that there will be the final agreement to the Power-Siberia 2 pipeline in September, that the remaining issues, which were not, turns out, about price, but about the route that the pipeline was going to follow, that those are now on the brink of being settled. I think once that is out of the way, the Russians are going to come back and they're going to say to China, look, enough is enough. We understand that you have your economic interests, which are trivial for you. We understand that you have your strategic interests, which are important both for us and for you. But ultimately, you can't go on doing this. This has got to finish. And going back to why that article has appeared in the Financial Times, I wonder whether there's now been some kind of hint or tip-off that the days of Chinese drone components being supplied to Europe to be screwed together and to be sent to Ukraine are coming to an end. And someone wants to get this story out now so that when it finishes, there's an opportunity to make this another big issue between the Europeans and China. So that would not surprise me at all. And it makes complete sense.
All right, we will end the video there. TheDuran.locals.com. We're on X, we're on Rumble, we are on Telegram. We are also on Substack. Go to the Duran shop, pick up some merch. 26% off all merch on the Duran shop. And everything is in the description box down below. Take care.